History of Modern Mathematics by David Eugene Smith. Article 14. Probabilities and Least Squares. The theory of probabilities and errors is, as applied to observations, largely a 19th century development. The doctrine of probabilities dates, however, as far back as Fermat and Pascal, 1654. Huygens, 1657, gave the first scientific treatment of the subject, and Jacob Bernoulli's Ars Conjectandi, posthumous 1713, and de Moivre's Doctrine of Chances, 1718, raised the subject to the plane of a branch of mathematics. The theory of errors may be traced back to Cotes's opera Miscellanea, posthumous 1722, but a memoir prepared by Simpson in 1755, printed 1756, first applied the theory to the discussion of errors of observation. The reprint, 1757, of his memoir lays down the axioms that positive and negative errors are equally probable, and that there are certain assignable limits within which all errors may be supposed to fall. Continuous errors are discussed, and a probability curve is given. Laplace, 1774, made the first attempt to deduce a rule for the combination of observations from the principles of the theory of probabilities. He represented the law of probability of errors by a curve y equals phi x being any error and y its probability, and laid down three properties of this curve. 1. It is symmetric as to the y-axis. 2. The x-axis is an asymptote, the probability of the error being proportional to 0. 3. The area enclosed is 1, it being certain that an error exists. He deduced a formula for the mean of three observations. He also gave, 1781, a formula for the law of facility of error, a term due to Lagrange, 1774, but one which led to unmanageable equations. Daniel Bernoulli, 1778, introduced the principle of the maximum product of the probabilities of a system of concurrent errors. The method of least squares is due to Legendre, 1805, who introduced it in his Nouvelle Méthode pour la détermination des orbites des comètes. In ignorance of Legendre's contribution, an Irish-American writer, Adrain, editor of The Analyst, 1808, first deduced the law of facility of error, C and H being constants depending on position of observation. He gave two proofs, the second being essentially the same as Herschel's, 1850. Gauss gave the first proof, which seems to have been known in Europe, the third after Adrain's, in 1809. To him is due much of the honor of placing the subject before the mathematical world, both as to the theory and its applications. Further proofs were given by Laplace, 1810, 1812, Gauss, 1823, Ivory, 1825, 1826, Hagen, 1837, Bessel, 1838, Donking, 1844, 1856, and Crofton, 1870. Other contributors have been Ellis, 1844, De Morgan, 1864, Gleicher, 1872, and Schiaparelli, 1875. Petersser's 1856 formula for R, the probable error of a single observation, is well known. Among the contributors to the general theory of probabilities in the 19th century have been Laplace, Lacroix, 1816, Lithuow, 1833, Cattaret, 1853, Dedekind, 1860, Helmet, 1872, Laurent, 1873, Liargre, Didion, and Pearson. De Morgan and Boole improved the theory, but added little that was fundamentally new. Zuber has done much, both in his own contributions, 1884-1891, and in his translation, 1879, of Mayer. On the geometric side of the influence of Miller and the Educational Times has been marked, as also that of such contributors to this journal as Crofton, McCall, Wolstenholme, Watson, and Artemas Martin. End of chapter, read by Leonidas for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.